story out of this one is not only that the series continues, but certainly what occurred early on in the game in right field when Mookie Betts was going for a ball. And here's how it sounded.
Fly to right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference. So an out, one gone in this first. It's the second time that Gleyber Torres has hit a ball that has ended up in fan interference in this series. He had the home run turn into a double back at Dodger Stadium. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Wow, he might. No, just from a TV. He's going to be watching on the TV.
So, two fans. One is actually grabbing the glove of Mookie Betts trying to get the baseball out. The other fan is out there grabbing the wrist, trying to keep the wrist away from Mookie Betts, who's trying to get the fan off of his glove. It was one of the wilder things I've ever seen in a baseball game. We all know Bartman and stuff, but
he was ripping it out of his glove.
Bartman just simply reached over and caught a baseball, right? Or tried to catch a baseball. This was a fan literally trying to grab the glove or the baseball from an opposing player. You wonder why over and over throughout this series or in general, I have brought up, you have brought up, why I can't stand East Coast sports fans, why I can't stand the Yankees. That sequence right there is just the perfect prime example, because that guy has no business being back in the ballpark tonight, but I guess they're going to let him back in the ballpark after getting kicked out yesterday. And yet Yankees fans were high-fiving and hugging both of them as they were walking up the concourse. And Yankees fans are saying, oh, they put in more effort than the team. That's their reaction. Not that they're just a bunch of idiots and losers representing Yankees fans. No, that's all of them. That they're proud of what they were able to do. Screw the Yankees. Screw their fans. I was pissed off in the moment. I can't stand that they ended up winning that game last night. No, that's what you're an absolute moron for doing what those two fans did. It's one thing to try to make a catch and you accidentally reach over and there's fan interference. That happens, like instincts happen. This wasn't instincts. This was you being an a-hole and trying to grab the glove off of Mookie Betts.
What if, I mean, what's crazy is, and this happens in sports all the time, we run into this because in American sports, you're essentially sitting on top of these players sometimes, right? Like in the NBA, probably even more so. But play, action, happens near the stand sometimes, so these things will come up. I mean, they're like ripping at his arm. What's even more egregious is they're claiming the Yankees are going to let him go to the game tonight. What?
We'll see if they
Major
actually
League
end
Baseball
up in there.
Would have to step in that scenario. Do not let fans who try to physically make contact on purpose, by the way. There's no mystery in this. This is not an oops, I accidentally ran into a player, I yelled, I got it, whatever, right? The things that you would allow a fans to do that could impact a game, they were trying to rip it away. So your thing is like the whole East Coast thing. Like, this is just the attitude of the people.
Of course, because they were proud of themselves, Cody. Fans were high-fiving them. And before, you're like, well, that's not representative of all Yankees fans. It wasn't just a small group. Like, multiple Yankees fans, whether it was social media, some of my friends that are Yankees, they were all proud. They're like, see, maybe this will fire the team up, or this is the World Series. They're trying to help out the team. That's their attitude about it. So, yeah, just add this to the list of reasons why I can't stand their fans. And then Mookie Betts, I thought, was great in postgame when he was asked about it. Basically, like, I'm not going to give these two clowns any attention.
It's irrelevant. We lost. It doesn't matter.
How is that man feeling? Because it kind of looked like, from our perspective, that your wrist kind of went a little bit back.
No, I didn't even know he grabbed my hand. So, no, it's perfectly fine.
Was that about as aggressive as you've seen fans in all your time in the game?
When it comes to the person in play, it doesn't matter. We lost. It's irrelevant. I'm fine. He's fine. Everything's cool. We lost the game, and that's what I'm kind of focused on. You got to turn the page and get ready for tomorrow.
So I think Mookie Betts handling it the right way. Don't even give them attention. Don't blame anything on them. And I'll give credit to somebody that I do radio with over on the weekends, Grant, because he made the comparison to the NBA, and I thought it was actually a really good comp. And he said how Mookie Betts handled that is so much different. In the NBA, when a fan does something Russell Westbrook or somebody will be like,
call him a clown.
We'll stop the game. They will stop the game, and they will point and they will yell until they drag their ass out of the stadium, and they'll make it the biggest scene ever, and then they'll bitch and moan about it after the game. That's the NBA. Mookie Betts, I just played you the audio of that. It's very, very different. Very different how situations are handled.
Yeah, I would say so. But also, I don't care if they just kicked their ass a game. If you're acting
they should be kicked out. I'm just saying, like, the way the players, like, Mookie Betts is not trying to give these guys any more attention.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook will be tweeting about it. I keep using Russ. Sorry, Russ. Kevin, whoever.
Durant was the one who got into that crazy lady on the sideline last year.
Yeah.
She'd actually been a good example. I understand the problem that comes with this, but, like, just kick him out. Don't let him go to stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You can't handle yourself like an adult. You're a little crybaby because your team's down 3-0. You start ripping the ball away from Mookie Betts, now 3-1. Well, then you just don't get to go to baseball games anymore. This is a luxury.
Right.
You don't have to go to this. It's not your job. We're going to save you. Good news. We're going to save you thousands of dollars. You don't have to go to the Yankees game anymore. Problem solved. They're just infants. Just handle like infants.
In fairness, Russell Westbrook handles it like Moises Alou with Bartman.
Sure.
He was so heated. Which
he didn't ask the guy to get kicked out. I mean, he did, but like,
yeah, it was automatic. Those guys were automatically getting kicked out of the game. If it's true that they're allowed back in tonight, to me that's absolutely ridiculous.
Insane.
The very next night, you can go right back in and do it again.
Yeah, the league has to do something.
That's insane.
Are they allowed in? Theoretically, do they have the same seats? That obviously shouldn't be allowed. Even if they are allowed in the game, it needs to be like nosebleeds.
Someone says, this is just different perspective on it. We appreciate that. 913-586-7965. Someone from the 816 says, I don't think it's a big deal. They called him out. No one was hurt. Had no effect on the play on the field. Good entertainment to me. Well, fortunately, it had no impact. Fortunately, the ump saw it all play out and did call him out.
Yeah.
Imagine if it didn't. Like, is that where we're like the criteria now?
Do we
is
want
of, like,
fans to be able to have an impact on the game? Like, even though it didn't this one time, like, would you want Gold whipping a golf ball at a dude's head just because it would like get him out of the game? What?
Interesting.
I
gotta put you in this.
Golf ball too.
Well, snowball's right in that Chiefs game.
Yeah, yeah.
You should not fans.
Oh yeah, that.
Other than yelling. Should not have a physical impact on the game.
I agree.
Okay,
yeah, I agree.
They can have a mental impact or a verbal. They should not have a physical. Gold should not be allowed to like jump out of the stands and tackle a dude breaking away for a kick return touchdown.
I mean, if I tackled an NFL player, that would be impressive. That'd be very impressive. Well, Mike Tomlin. I mean, Mike Tomlin stuck his foot out in the middle of a kick return. Wasn't it a kick return or punt return many years ago? He got fined and suspended, if I remember right.